You know, there's all these fucking memes about how TJ is always late and all this shit. I just want you to see, you know, who the fuck's here, who the fuck isn't here. You know what I mean? Who the fuck's here, who the fuck isn't here? I ain't late. Scotty late. Why is there garbage on my floor? Corn Pop, are you in here? Son of a bitch. I just noticed my garbage is overturned and there's a bunch of fucking junk on the floor. Corn Pop, are you in here somewhere, buddy? Fucking douchebag.
Fucking Corn Pop is a fucking dipshit, bro. You know what I mean?
I don't know. He might even still be in this room. Little fuck. I don't see his ass now. He definitely came in here and knocked over my fucking trash can. Like a piece of shit. How do we go from 70 people in here to 40 people in here? What happened? The fuck happened? Corn Pop. You in here, buddy? Corny Pop. Corn Pop. Corn Pop. You're muted, Scotty. I muted you because you're a fucking piece of shit. No.
Yeah, so I had to trick my fucking trash out, dude. It's trash day.
Garbage day.
Wait, no!
My garbage day is not till tomorrow. But,
Do you have to pay for garbage, dude? I don't think you do, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do?
It's like, it's like done through the city, though. I don't have like a company. Corn Pop knocked over my trash can. And I don't know. He might still be in here somewhere eating my food.
They say old Corn Pop.
I mean, I guess it's like food that I throw away if it's anything. But I don't know. I just don't know where he is.
Corn Pop's a little fat ass, dude.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He's a little piece of shit. Everyone's a piece of shit. Paul's not dead. He was really alive.
Paul's dead.
Can you, you want to tell these people these facts, or you want to just, like, do something else? Let's we can see. Probably still do the facts, right?
Yeah, the facts we can do.
I didn't pull them, because I was going to pull them. In between or whatever.
You're a piece of shit, TJ.
I can pull them now if you want. Docs.google.com, bitch. All right, let's fuck up. Yeah, bitch. Bring on pulling that fuck shit up, bro. What?
I'm looking at some. Trying to find the right thing, though.
Man, what the hell?
Gotta find the right one. Oh, this looks good.
Sanitarium. Uh-huh. What? What do you fucking keep laughing at, you weirdo?
I'll just show you.
Yeah, show me what the fuck you're laughing at so much.
I mean, you know what? Why the fuck not? That's what I say.
Why are TJ's eyes bigger than Scotty's? I don't fucking know. Is it even true?
I think so. Maybe.
Could fucking be, bro.
We present 20, to you.
24 hour sloppy seconds. Yeah.
This is the beginning. Sometimes God allows us to reside in darkness when we shine a bright light, illuminating the way for others. Aw.
Aw, it's all the bread.
Well, we gotta save some for the fucking gauntlet.
Nah, dude, fuck that, because unfortunately, I mean, I'm not blaming Paul for getting sick, but he got fucking sick, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Got fucking sick, and he had like the dude, I just figured it'd be nonstop jokes at the expense of the British people. Instead, Paul just gets sick, can't fucking do it. What the fuck you want me to do, TJ? And dude, come on, it's Brett Keane. He's never gonna stop making content.
All right.
Do you ever have to like legitimately worry that Brett's gonna stop making content? I guess if he's dead.
You know what?
If he dies, then sure.
Even then, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. Be perfectly honest.
Are you? No. Don't tell me what to fucking do again, or I'll fucking ban your ass, bitch. How about that?
Damn, Sky means business today.
Because ain't his fucking job. He wants to fucking tell me what to do. I want to find where Wizardly Rhino works. I don't care what his job is. I'm going to sit around and tell him what the fuck to do. And what's your job, bitch? Tell me what your fucking job is. And I want you to give me the location of your job. Then I want to stand behind you and tell you what to fucking do the whole time. Do this. That's not how you do it. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Do it the way I say. Fucking slap the shit out of that motherfucker. You don't know shit. We're doing what I say we're doing. You don't fucking like it? Too fucking bad, bitch.
Don't worry about saving it for the gauntlet. Brett Keane is the infinite meme.
I know, dude.
All right. Fair enough. Let's do it, I guess.
Oh, the video is called Traditional Women versus Feminist Freak Show. My Brett Keane.
My Brett Keane.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
This ain't it, Brett. This ain't it, Brett. This ain't it. This ain't it, Brett. This ain't it, bro.
It's like floating in a cloud.
Uh-oh. Looks like Taylor's got some competition because Passion Lobster, this guy can tell me he might do my job any day. Heart. There you go. Good. Scott, you're getting groupies, bro.
I got to do this. I got to do the thing where it's like the UFC fighter tries to kiss the guy and he goes like, I got to do like that. I got to do that.
Brett, man, I can't believe I'm explaining this to somebody, but like, I'm going to do this right now.
The many layers of Brett Keane, dude.
I'm gonna do this to you. I'm Brett. I know I'm like your enemy and stuff, but I'm legitimately gonna help you out right now. Okay.
Okay.
There's like multiple choices you can make it if you want to show content. Like, here's what you could do: you have a camera on yourself and you talk about the thing. You can show the thing, or you can do both. You can do both by cutting between you and the thing, or you can have yourself on the side of the thing.
Yes.
But the one thing that you definitely don't do, the one creative decision that you definitely don't make is, what if I have both me and the thing in there at 50% opacity apiece, my man? No, that looks
best of fucking both worlds.
Stupid. Because you can't see either thing distinctively, making it almost pointless to have two things.
I like as well that we can see Brett's free YouTube tagger. So you see like the, like, okay, then there's 11 Labs Prime something. It's like, Brett, we can see all the shit you're downloading. I guess we could see behind the support me on Patreon shit. We could see what the other tabs you had open were. I mean, obviously, one of them is this.
Support me on the Patreon.
Support what on Patreon, Brett? What would be like, what would the money go towards? Like, would you increase production values?
Brett Keane like, on Patreon. No.
Okay, what is on Brett's Patreon? Because I remember before it was like he wanted to buy like a modest dress or something. That was
I want to buy my wife Dawn a modest dress.
Okay, so I'm on his Brett Keane official. Okay, so we'll drag this over here real quick. Okay, so for $3 a month, you get, if you have a YouTube channel website, I will give you a shout out. It also gets heard on my radio station. Thank you for your support. Okay, so yeah, I'm tempted to buy that one right there. I mean, obviously, this show could use a shout out. Don't you think so, TJ?
Yeah, I could use it.
Supporters get full access to live shows to join. Okay, what supporters get full access to live shows to join. Oh, so you can like join his live show. I got you. You will get a link that allows you to you will get a link that allows you in show to hang out. Right, you write so strangely. So you get live streams and you get patron shout out.
Amazing.
And if you want to be a big spender, if you want to live the high life for $25 a month. Record 5 minutes to an hour. What can be WAV, MP3, or video? Must be at least 1280 by 720 resolution for video on radio. Record your views and advertise what you want. Okay, so wait. For $25 a month, we can put on advertisement of whatever we want on Brett's channel. Oh, okay, I've got a great idea then. Great idea. We'll talk about that later.
I mean, yeah, okay.
yeah, but I mean, hey, if there's some advertising that can be bought, and look, two whole people have taken Brett up on his offer.
How does...
seven levels. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Guys,
oh
my sorry. Oh, I didn't
holy
realize.
Shit. Wait, what do you get for 1,000?
Whoa, wait. You can meet Brett. There you go. Oh, shit, guys. I'll let you guys in on a little thing. Now, me and Steve have talked about making a Brett Keane documentary. And I mean, this is one of the things I said. It's like, how much would it cost Brett to sit down in a public restaurant? You can record if you want. See, there you go. He's even fine with it. You must be respectful because I deserve the right to leave a fan. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, it's going to be an appropriate interview. But, I mean, look, we can meet Brett for 1,000. I mean, look, he's even put it right there. I mean, maybe it's time to go to Festus, guys.
Astonishing.
Maybe it's time to make the documentary. Get a GoFundMe going as soon as possible. I mean, look. If obviously we'll have to talk to Paul, but I mean, I would love for all of us to go down there and meet with Brett.
You're going to pay $1,000 a piece.
Bullshit, dude. He says $1,000
a piece.
Is it safe for you and all your friends?
He might. Oh, you know, I think you're right, dude. He might say that shit.
Yeah, it's $1,000 per person. That's what I'm saying. Fucking ticket price. Come gawk in America. $1,000 a piece.
I guess we get into talks with Brett. Because I've always said the one area I felt that we really had not ever explored was meeting Brett face to face.
Yes.
Belly to belly, you know, like going to the belly of the beast. I mean, hey, if like I have to go to Festus to achieve that, I mean, look, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to sit across from Brett Keane. I'm willing to sit there.
And you get an interview and you get exclusive content.
Yeah, exclusive I think it's worth content. It. I think it's worth it.
For $50, you get a one time. You get a one time interview for just $50.
Yeah, but it's not gonna beat this, dude. I mean, we gotta meet Brett Keane in real life.
I reserve the right one time interview with Brett Keane. I reserve the right to leave if you become unprofessional. Besides that, you're welcome to ask me whatever you like. Interview limited to 1.5 hours at most.
We can also make that our first Festus meetup.
$100 a month autographed book by Brett Keane. Keep in mind I need a physical address to send a book to you.
That's a good point.
$500 a month, you simply describe what you want. I make custom art. I sell you the image. You can do whatever you want with the content. Fucking original Brett Keane art, y'all.
Custom graphic design from Brett? How about an autographed book? That might be worth it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, shit. Guys, maybe that could be it. If we could even up the ante for our gauntlet. Maybe that could be part of it. We film our meeting with Brett Keane and that's played during the gauntlet or before it or something.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, dude, Brett Keane documentary, it's right here, TJ. It's $1,000 a month. So I guess for 1 month, we got to pay Brett $1,000. That seems like a good deal. But anyways, back to the video.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he did this.
Brett Keane, welcome to the Brett Keane show.
Please tell me it's not all like this. This is just like an opening transition.
The volume's kind of low.
Yeah, you need
are pictures of the type of women who exist today, the type of women who
Brett, tell me with all sincerity that you would turn down any of these women if they offered to have sexual relations.
Dude, even the one that says feminism, the ugly truth, with like vampire demon teeth, Brett would still fuck. So
yeah, he would. He'd be like, look, you might look like Pennywise, but I still want to hit it.
Yeah. Pennywise, you're about to get pound foolish, bitch.
Be too clever for Brett.
I know.
Claim to be feminist, who claim to be standing up for the equality of women.
The equality of the sexes, Brett. Not the equality of women, the equality of sexes. Like, that's what they're talking about.
I'm going to tell you this once, Joey. I know this is like what every bully thinks, but in the case of Brett Keane, you literally do not need to feel bad for being mean to him. He is a complete, like, I know I call everyone a piece of shit, but like, Brett is a piece of shit. And you know what? Also, you don't have to be mad about it because he honestly loves it.
Any attention this guy gets is just like, that's the oxygen to the flame, dude. The lack of attention. You know, we actually, I don't know who I talked about this with. Maybe it was Taylor. Maybe it was you, TJ, but it was like, dude,
me and Paul at one point, we did an experiment. We're like, let's treat Brett nicely when he does positive things. And we will try to just like bit by bit coax him into being a better person. Even if that just means him pretending to be a better person.
A positive reinforcement.
Like, yeah, we tried to do we did this whole campaign of positive reinforcement. It was called Reform the Manatee or something. And it did not work at all. No. Because he's not salvageable. He's like, there's like, I'm sorry, that necrophiliac chick we were talking about. More redeemable.
Brett Keane.
More redeemable than Brett. I think honestly though, Matt Walsh is worse than Brett Keane. What? So someone might have to sing like, at least you're not Matt Walsh. But then again, at least Matt Walsh has the ability to captivate an audience of totally horrible, reprehensible pieces of shit, but an audience nonetheless.
No, I've never, no one has ever topped the Manatee in my mind. Lucky, like maybe there's like been figures throughout history, like Adolf Hitler. It's like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was, you know, that whole genocide thing. Like people have like committed like genocidal acts and shit. Sure. Like, but very few people throughout history are worse than Brett Keane.
But at least
the totality of humanity, like Brett's in the like top 0.1% of shitty human beings.
Like at least Hitler was able to convince Germany he was an all right guy for a minute. You know what I mean?
I must imagine Hitler, at least I'm not Brett Keane.
So you murdered 6 million Jews in a Holocaust. At least you're not Brett Keane.
Oh God.
Do you know what? I don't think that guy that made that song is around anymore, but I'm gonna find someone else who plays guitar and I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna add some new verses onto that fucking song.
Dude, that needs to happen. Oh, but the point I was making before you rudely interrupted me, TJ, was you're talking about the amount of exposure Brett Keane has received over the years. I mean, like, people know of Brett, like, they're not even, like, related to, like, the DP stuff. And I'm like, people like David Pakman and the Atheist Experience and all these other, like, Brett Keane has been on, like, has been on popular shows. People know who he is, even outside of just, like, some weird fandoms is the point. He's been exposed millions of times to people. Like, millions of people have probably heard of Brett Keane. And this is all he's got. This shitty performance and this low number of views, you'd figure that Brett could at least like muster like, I don't know, 500 to 1,000 people on a regular basis to be interested in him. And he can't even do. He gets like maybe like 100 people at most. And it's just like astonishing to me because most people would do better than that. Like literally, I'm saying like take anyone here, take fucking anybody you've ever met in your life. If they had that much exposure in the public, there'd probably be more people interested in them than are interested in Brett Keane. Just keep that in mind when you're watching this shit. That's how uninteresting Brett is. That millions of people have heard of him. Millions watching around the world. I mean, we have some of those old, like, I think that Contradictions of a Gourd Believer, and it has like 400,000 views. And look how fucking, and like, it still gets views to this day, I'm sure. And look at Brett. Let's see how many views, what do you predict, TJ? 175 views?
For this video?
Yeah. What would you put this video at?
When did it come out?
Okay, let's see. I'll take it off the screen so you won't be able to see for a second. Sure. So you won't see this shit. Okay, this video came out 3 weeks ago.
320 views.
413.
All right. Pretty close.
That's actually good for a Brett video, I'll be honest with you.
Is it? That's true. Matt Walsh also seems like he takes care of himself.
Oh, I didn't hit the fucking stupid share audio tab.
Addicted to methamphetamine since the age of 3. Emotionally crippled. My mom and dad raped me. Homeless in the gutter. Surviving on rats and pee. At least I'm not Brett Keane.
I think that's all the words. I might have missed a verse or something.
It's like something about a kid dying in Fallujah.
Yeah.
However, if we click over here, we're going to see a big trend that's going on.
No, we're not going to see it because it's obstructed by your big fat fucking head. That's
a trend. Brett, dude, I've known some poor ass people who literally lost and had all their teeth pulled out of their mouth. Don't have like great health insurance. And even they got dentures. Brett, why don't you want to wear dentures?
At least I'm not working where I am. Fuck.
Brett's like, was that like Pagliacci the clown? You know what I mean? Like the guy's depressed and it's like, you should go see Pagliacci the clown. It's
you
like,
know what makes me feel better? Laughing at that loser, Brett Keane. You should laugh at him too. That's Brett. I am Brett Keane.
Oh, sorry. You're just fucked then.
Oh, you should probably kill yourself then. I don't know. Pretty nightmarish existence.
Yeah. If we could look at some besides your ugly mug, Brett, that would be nice. What is Brett wearing? Brett looks like he's wearing like a muumuu.
I don't know. But, you know, he just needs to like. Okay.
No, go ahead.
Like this idea, I don't know how. Did he keep doing this? Is he still doing videos where he decides to superimpose his head over the fucking background?
I think he thinks it helps because like, oh, look, there's like a girl here, but then there's also Brett Keane, but then there's
just put yourself on the side of it like a normal fucking person or cut back and forth like someone who
can in the action. TJ.
I mean, God damn, bro. Come on. What are you doing? And I just realized we've had onion nuggets branding on this whole time.
Oh, shit. Whatever.
We're not onion nuggets right now. Fuck all that shit.
Well, classic women, young women want to live like women did back in the past, I guess is what
they're going to take you back to the past with big old fucking trad wife ass and big titties that you can suck.
That suck ass.
Okay. Or something that this was going on where women used to like to bathe and take care of themselves.
Wait. So women don't bathe anymore? Well, what's your excuse, Brett?
Your ass has no room to talk about other people bathing. Second of all, pretty sure women still bathe. Third of all, why the fuck? I'm still not over the fucking way you presented this video. I'm still not over the idea of like, I will fucking have an opacity layer of my head on top of the fucking goddamn imagery I'm trying to show you.
Yep. Right, if you
mean this is the weirdest, most goddamn jacked up way to present a fucking video, bro.
Yeah, but if you hate the way you look that much, maybe just do something about it. That is also a solution. Instead of just like superimposing yourself into a video, maybe just either don't show yourself and just accept that you hate your appearance or put yourself on the side. But don't do this.
And beautify themselves, look good for their husband, look good at work. And also,
what about look good? Because just because they want to
look good for the family. So, a lot of these women of nowadays, they go over to TikTok.
Women
of nowadays go over to TikTok and won't sleep with me, such a woman.
Yeah,
dancing around, shaking her butts around and stuff.
Brett, don't take this personally, but I don't think you have much experience with women. Actually, well, do take it very personally.
I don't need no explanation. I'm a beautiful wife. Come on.
Okay, then how would he know that these women are going over TikTok? Oh, because they're on TikTok and going to TikTok.
Well, I'm on a TikTok corner.
I mean, I'm not denying that a lot of people go to TikTok, of course, but
Brett, how would you know?
Specifically, how do you know, Brett?
TikTok, and then they complain and they yell and they bitch and moan about how women of the past didn't have rights or women.
They didn't, Brett. That's why they're bitching and moaning about
bitch and moan about
Brett, you know, you talk about this device before called a computer, and if you go on your computer, you can type stuff in, and then you can look up stuff about history and learn what you're saying is wrong, Brett. You're a fucking moron. Okay?
Get treated properly.
That happens now, Brett. I mean, I don't imagine you treat Doran very well. Considering you haven't been employed. Oh, that's a nice Yoo-hoo, though. of course, you have money for Yoo-hoos, Brett, despite the fact you've never worked. Brett, it's really funny to hear you talk about this because a traditional man, in the sense that most people in America understand it to be like the 1950s prototypical male, doesn't sit around his fat ass drinking Yoo-hoo, waiting for his wife to provide for him. He goes out as the sole provider, the only breadwinner, bringing home the bacon, Brett. That's what they called it. He brought home the groceries. You don't do any of those things. So what room do you have to talk about the roles of women in society when, by your own logic and admission, you're a twerp? You don't do shit. You sit there with your fucking hand out. You sit there with your fucking hand out going, okay, Doran, provide me a living. Or I guess the government doles it out to you. Another manly thing, right, Brett?
Have you ever watched?
They wouldn't qualify. He doesn't work. Brett would never qualify for unemployment.
Hey, you have to have at one point, you know, been employed for that.
Some of these TV shows or looked at some of the magazines, or even if you're an older woman that's been around for quite some time, morning, and you were to think about the way women, the way they used to look back in the day.
The aesthetics that have pleased people have changed dramatically throughout history. It's a constantly evolving thing. Just like human beings, just like all life on this planet, the diversity of life, Brett, things change and evolve and they don't stay the same. You can see that if you can go back and look at the ideal body types for women for the last 500 years and it changes dramatically.
Compared to the way they do nowadays, these women who are filtering and dyeing their hair all different colors.
So what? What does that have to do with you?
That's ridiculous.
Dyeing their hair. Women have dyed their hair for thousands of years, Brett. Yeah, so what? What does that mean?
Not only that, how long are we away from Brett Keane getting fucking sick of being an old looking fucking doing another shoe polish black dye job on that fucking mop? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Brett, why do you do that? Because you're trying to make yourself look younger and more youthful in appearance.
Like, how many times have we seen Brett with this jet black, unnatural hair color?
You know, you could look younger, Brett, by actually taking care of your body. Taking care of yourself. Not being a reprehensible fuck. That would probably help.
These women who are letting their weight go where they end up...
Wait a minute. Excuse me? These women letting their weight go?
Oh, yeah?
What do you have to say about that?
I mean, I hate to tell you this, but Brett, you are fat fuck. And I hate to tell you this too, but Dorn's kind of pudgy herself, all right?
Brett, we can see your triple fucking chin. You're in a dark void. Why? Is it because you're so amazingly attractively in shape that you just you have to hide it all from the world because you're just so good looking under? Oh, man. I love when these fat, frumpy fucks talk about how people look. It's like, dude, you have no room to talk about.
And then these women just let their appearance go, getting all fat and disgusting and fucking reprehensible and making a bunch of fucking terrible YouTube videos no one can fucking watch without someone making fun of it to make it palatable and shit.
I go back and watch old Drama Wars from 2010. This guy hasn't changed one bit, has he? It's kind of like, listen, no. Oh, yeah, no, Brett, we talked about Brett is like the guy standing against like the waves, like the crashing waves. And he's just unwavering. Brett does not change. He's not going to change until the day he fucking dies. And even then, the only real change is going to be the status from alive to dead.
Yeah, Brett doesn't have a character arc. He just has a character flatline. if he does have an arc, it's like an inverted arc where he sits a little lower for a minute and then maybe comes back up a little, but just to like another baseline horrible.
And that's so unique because I can't think of any. I've even honestly thought about this. Have I ever met anyone else in my life that does not have any sort of character arc? Like, man, I'm not even saying the sense of like, you know, like some work of fiction. I'm saying like in their life, have they not changed in some tangible, dramatic, demonstrable way? It's like there's a life situation not been different from point to point that I've known them. And like, he's the only one I can think of. It's not.
Looking like a damn beach ball.
Brett, show me your stomach and tell me you don't look like a fucking beach ball.
I mean, your head alone looks like a fucking beach ball. Your head is literally like a fucking as round as a goddamn pumpkin. What are you talking about, you fat fuck?
These women who basically can't cook.
Are you aware that we can see you right now? Are you aware that we can? We're looking at you right now as you're saying this. And are you aware that like the photons of your body are bouncing into your camera lens and you are broadcasting that out?
I love this
fucking world.
But he's saying how lazy women are. And it's like, Brett, all these things apply to you. Do you think just because you have a penis, you're exempt?
Does this motherfucker ever say anything that isn't projection? That's what I want to know.
No, it's all it almost never happens.
Does one syllable leave this fucker's mouth that isn't projection?
Dude, there's a complete lack of self-awareness from Brett. That really is. I mean, there truly must be to say the shit that he's saying and like just to not even recognize that all these flaws he's attributing to other people are just so directly applied to him.
This motherfucker does not. Anything he says negative about someone else, he has it twice as bad.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
They're very immature, childish.
Case in fucking point, bro.
Yeah, like people that are obsessed about with having some sort of presence on YouTube, despite the fact they've been banned probably dozens of times, at least. I don't even know how many, like maybe 100 times or more. Maybe that kind of childish. Like, you guys realize how hard it is to get people banned from YouTube? You can legitimately steal other people's copyrighted works and not be banned from YouTube. You can slander people, say whatever that comes to your mind, not be banned from YouTube. You can do reprehensible shit. Like you can post like crazy gore videos and not necessarily be banned from YouTube. Maybe like get like, oh, this is age gated. And this guy has been banned probably at least 100 times. I don't know how the fuck he does it.
And to have children come into the world would be no way. They can't even take care of themselves. But
oh, Brett, if only that was true. How much child rearing did you do? You strike me as the kind of guy that did minimal to nothing until the kids rolled enough to basically be able to take care of themselves. And you can just be, I'm your dad situation. I care about you. Let me indoctrinate you with all my bullshit. That's when Brett cared. Brett's one of those dads that showed up when his kids were like 15 or 16, like, I love your son. This guy was not fucking changing no goddamn diapers. This guy was not fucking there. This guy was probably missing their school.
That's because I'm a traditional male guy.
Yeah, he sure is.
I'm a traditional male.
Waiting for his wife to fucking bring home the bacon.
They're angry because they don't.
By the way, I have no actual issue with. I just have an issue with someone shitting on people like that when he doesn't even actually live up to this masculine idealized role that he supposedly is the best. Oh, this is how women should be. This is how men should be. Like then, Brett, why don't you live as a traditional man then?
I don't like independent women of the past. They think that if you beautified yourself and spent any time in the kitchen actually trying to make nice muffins, then you must be like some kind of slave.
No, that's not what most people think.
No one believes that.
Women are talking about what they do with their lives and not be forced into some role by society.
There's probably some crazy feminazi cunts who believe that, but like most people don't believe that shit. Most people are not like, oh, you bake muffins? What if you're a fucking slave, bitch? No one fucking thinks that shit. Okay.
It's like this idea that because someone doesn't want to do these stereotypical women things, there's something wrong. They're like, dude, there's plenty of guys that love baking, right? Who gives a shit? It's not about gender. It's about people being able to self-determine what they want to do. That's it. and being treated fairly and not being discriminated against. It's not some crazy ass idea that's destroying society. If anything, it's strengthened society.
It must be some kind of toxic female or whatever, when the truth is these women who are running their mouth are nothing more than jealous and angry and incapable of adapting.
How many fucking sugary drinks do you have, bro? You fucking took a sip of you. Now you got a fucking Powerade. What's next? We're going to see some tubs.
To what it means to be married or in a relationship. I notice, and it's not just me, I don't have the highest of the expectations whenever it comes to people. I try to keep it at minimal, that way I'm not complete.
Right, I've given you the minimal of expectation, you still let me down. Right, you can literally, like, there, I don't know what standard you could actually, I could actually lower myself to and you could actually meet it. I don't even know if it's possible. I doubt, highly doubt it is. But it's rich to have someone like this say, oh, well, I have no faith in humanity. Right, you should have the utmost faith in humanity. You've done nothing for society. You've done nothing for yourself. You've done nothing for the world. You're selfish. You haven't even had a fucking job. You probably didn't finish fucking school. You don't care about anyone but yourself, and yet you're still alive, able to make these shit fucking videos. If I was you, I'd be fucking kissing humanity's feet, bitch. Because you had to rely on everything from everyone else around you, and you're still alive. How do you explain that, motherfucker? God, you're so fucking stupid. God, you're dumb. I don't even get it, Brett. You have nothing but time. You can educate yourself. You can learn things. What the fuck is wrong with you? You fucking god! Oh my god! You fucking prove every time I watch your shit. What a fucking failure you are as a human being. On every fucking level. On every fucking level. You figure at some point you get something right, Brett. It's almost, I don't know, dude. It's like a fucking anomaly. It's like a fucking thing. I want the Star Trek Enterprise to come and fucking study your ass, bitch. Fucking figure out what the fuck is wrong with you. Seriously. I'm fucking serious.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. I'm fucking playing with a tricorder trying to figure this shit out. There's got to be something for you, bro. Tears come out. Oh, my God, Brent. What's fucking wrong with this guy? I'm dying.
And utterly disappointed whenever I run into people or whatever. But it's weird. They're watching a woman that's on a screen who's Garn.
She's Arn it.
They're watching a woman who's cooking.
She's doing what now? She's cooking? Okay.
Cooking. Good.
And they're watching a woman who says, I love my husband and I want to be there for my husband and my kids. I don't want to be one of these women who are constantly out working and spending all my hours and days.
And Brett, you know what? Besides like a tiny minority of people, that's fine if that's what that person wants to do. If that's the lifestyle, and I said person, not just women. If someone wants to have a relationship in which one person works and supports the family, the other one stays at home and focuses on the family and those matters, if it's consensual,
I think most people honestly would prefer some variant of that configuration in their lives if it weren't for the fact that, you know, economically that's very difficult for most people to do.
It is.
But I mean, like, this is coming pretty rich, coming from like Brett. Brett is the fucking guy that stays at home while his wife goes and works.
Yes.
So like he has no room to be saying any of this shit.
Not at all.
Like, you're not some traditionalist, Brett. You're a house husband, and you're not even, like, a good one that, like, maintains the household. Like, because I guarantee your ass ain't cleaning or anything.
Oh, as this motherfucker is, if he was cleaning up his house and taking care of business, dude, he wouldn't even be this fat. He wouldn't be able to be fat.
You're just a fucking fat leech that fucking sits in your fucking infinite void of blackness, spewing fucking invectives at people that are better than him. While his wife is out there doing a waitress job and paying the fucking bills.
I mean, for fucking decades, he's been paying the goddamn bills. I mean, like, Brett, I have way more respect for Dorn than I would ever have for you in a million fucking years.
And that's why I try to, I mean, I know Dorn is an enabler of Brett.
Oh, 100%.
So fuck her too. But like, I don't know enough about Dorn to really fucking lay into her ass. But this fucking, this fuck, I'll lay into him.
Oh my God, any day of the week.
You know, tearing myself up. Trying to bring in a paycheck, but never actually get to see my kids grow up and all.
Yeah, Brett, that must have been real hard for you, all those jobs you worked and all those paychecks you brought home.
All this. And these other women out here who don't have children of their own, or they've been through several divorces because they couldn't get along in their own relationships or learn how to be compatible.
That's all it is. Again, the onus is on women. So if a woman's in an abusive relationship with her husband, she should just stay because she's got to learn to get along situation.
And we'll give him this. At least this one he actually can credibly claim to have lived by, because him and Dorn have been together for a while. For a good long while. So this one, at least he's not a hypocrite on.
Yeah, unless there's some basis for his statement.
The man, they get mad at that. They don't like that. So they'll go over to TikTok and they'll leave deranged comments. They'll say, I hate you. You're stupid. You're ugly. You're a dumb bitch. Every single thing that you can think of.
Okay. I mean, Brett, you act completely immature on social media all the time. If someone acts that way, that reflects negatively on them. And that's what happens.
Have you ever noticed that women back in the day, they look like they were divine, almost God.
Did I notice? What was it that I noticed that nowadays women used to look divine? Is that what he said?
I don't know. Go back.
Have you ever noticed that women back in the day, they look like they were divine.
Okay, so when is back in the day? I mean, you're not even that old, Brett. Like, back in the day, women was, they looked divine.
Like what year? 1960?
I guess. I mean, that wouldn't be Brett's time. Brett was probably born in the 70s.
Well, I mean, he never said it was during his lifetime, right?
How would he notice that? He wouldn't, that's not
something like from films and shit, maybe? I don't know. All right, well, when is Brett's time?
And Brett's what? He's like 4 or 5 years older than Paul. So he's got to be like 1976 or something. So
we'll say like 1985.
Yeah, that's probably the first time Brett popped a boner. 1985.
Down there.
Okay. Someone's saying Brett's 46. This comes up on almost every fucking show, dude.
No one knows, okay?
I mean, this guy knows, but it's like, if Brett is really 46, it's just, oh man, wow. He is aged terrible. He's not like he's super wrinkled, but I think that's simply because of the fact that it's hard to see him. And he also has so much like subcutaneous fat just filling his face in that I think it makes him actually look a little bit less
younger, maybe
a little younger in that department.
I mean, I'm looking around at these women from 1985 and shit, and like they look pretty much the same as women do today. They just have different fucking haircuts and outfits.
Yeah, there's different fashion and there's different haircuts.
I mean, like, these are like fashion models in the day. Here's like a group of just women hanging out. I mean, like, I'm trying to get past just like the stuff that's models too. And just like, there's the fucking Golden Girls. Here's a woman that probably would be a freak by, Brett's standards. Here's just some normal ass goofy looking bitch. Yeah, I mean, like,
they didn't look divine. They just looked like people.
Guess what? Women weren't magically like some different species back then. You know what I mean? Like,
shocking.
They were just still women. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Yeah, here's some game show contestants from the time. Yeah, they're fucking women, dude. I don't know what to tell you. They don't look divine. They just look like people from 1985. That's what you got.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Brett would be against that.
I am against that. It's not just a man's world anymore. Oh, that was the beginning of the end.
Even back
then. Beginning of the goddamn end. All right.
On We Plow.
Almost godlike. You'd see them on the billboards. You'd see the women, you know.
The women on billboards are fucking models, dipshit. That's not a normal woman.
What kind of woman I want to be with?
Man, the fucking most beautiful women of the time look really good. It's like, yeah, no shit, stupid.
And they'd be like,
when did women on a billboard not look fucking amazing?
Like, why would you put them on the billboard otherwise? Almost goblike. Goblike. Did he say gob? Let's go back.
Yeah. Let's see it.
See them on the billboards. You'd see the women, you know, all cleaned up and everything, and they'd be like, hey, honey.
I guess I didn't go back far enough.
Now they're all dirty.
Have you ever noticed that women back in the day, they look like they were divine, almost godlike?
It does sound kind of like gob. I think I heard a D sound. Slow it down. Go back and slow it down.
Slow it down.
Every single thing that you can think of. Have you ever noticed that women back in the day, they look like they were divine, almost godlike?
I think he said a D.
He said,
I can see why people think it sounded like a B.
Yeah, we've slowed down the tape. It sounds like godlike.
You'd see them on the billboards. You'd see the women, you know, all cleaned up and everything, and they'd be like,
unlike those filthy, dirty pig pen women they got on the billboards today, filthy cunts. Get me right.
You had a wonderful day at work. Just pure angels. Pure angels.
What are you talking
about? Women now.
Okay. What is so strange digression?
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, I get it. It's Brett talking about his idealized, like, feminine role in his life. Like those 80s women he grew up, like, fapping to when he's like, oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, she's fucking gorgeous.
So that's, like, what Brett's, like, fetish is. Like, he wants these women that have a very 80s look. Now women are different. I get it. Women are different now, TJ, so he doesn't like it
anymore. Remember when every woman looked like Cindy Crawford? Remember that? Oh, God damn. She's one hot fucking bitch on that fucking billboard and shit. Fucking Cindy Crawford, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fucking nice. They don't give a shit. You come home from work.
They don't give a shit as you belch in your own fucking video, dude.
They don't give a shit.
What a fucking oaf you are, Brett. Oh, they don't give a shit. Go look in a fucking mirror and talk to me about don't give a shit.
They'll be sitting there looking at their fucking phones. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't do that at all. You don't look at your phone for hours a day, Brett, because you have such a busy social calendar.
Ding, ding, ding. Who are you talking to, hon?
You know what's hold on. Pause this for a second. Remember earlier when Brett was talking about women dyeing their hair weird colors and shit? Mm-hmm. So I was looking to just kind of see what Dawn, and I saw this is Dawn.
Okay.
And this is Dawn. You notice how she's got dark hair here and then she's got red hair here? Maybe that's just
tied his hair several times too, but
maybe
yeah,
that's just the Photoshop or something. I don't know, because the whole thing is red, so maybe that's just a filter.
It could be.
Very interesting.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that she dyed her hair red.
I also noticed that Dawn is not exactly like some super fucking skinny chick as he's talking about all this shit.
Yeah, Dawn's not going to end up on any billboards. Let's put it that way.
Women used to look like fucking angels. Not no more. Fucking ugly bitches. Fuck that. Women used to look divine.
They were goblike.
They were almost like gobs, man.
Oh, my God, dude. You couldn't even make it through the fucking full one. We don't have time, even. That's how fucking sad Brett is. I guess we got some facts and shit.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, we got to do them. I mean, like we said, we're gonna.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right, we're
already... Oh, sure. I already closed it down, so you get them.
All right, I'll go get them.
I'm being lazy. I won't do it no more.
Fucking vamp, TJ. Vamp. You got to fucking vamp.
All right. All right, I'm doing it. All right. How's the chat doing, huh?
How you guys doing? How about the weather here?
This guy on YouTube stock counts before you were YouTube famous. What? No.
I don't know. Why would you need the fucking?
No one needs to troll Brett, dude.
Trying to troll Brett like that, dude. Come on.
List is not Brett Green.
So things you probably didn't know, TJ.
What's that?
Of one about Thomas Jefferson.
All right, Thomas Jefferson.
The Thomas other Jefferson helped popularize mac and cheese in the United States of America.
I knew that because we did an episode on the president's favorite food, and that was one of the things.
Damn, I'll see if you remember that shit. Yeah, that's actually kind of why I pulled it, because I was reminded.
I don't fucking forget mac and cheese facts.
So if you guys don't remember.
I don't forget a mac fact, okay?
The U.S. president, Thomas Jefferson, encountered macaroni in Paris, and he's like, you know what? I got to bring this shit back to Monticello. That's Jefferson's famous home in Virginia.
Monticello.
His slave, James Hemings, who was a classically trained French chef. I mean, look, if you're going to have a slave, I mean, they might as well be a classically trained French chef. Was also instrumental in bringing the recipe to the United States. He's the one that actually prepared it, let's be honest. So his slave basically is the one that actually made the dish. Jefferson drew a sketch of the pasta and wrote a detailed notes on the extrusion process. In 1793, he commissioned the U.S. ambassador to France, William Short, to purchase a machine for making it. I mean, dude, that's when the United States government was doing shit that actually fucking mattered for the country, that actually helped the country.
Beautiful.
Like, why aren't we doing shit like this now? Like, you should be studying other cuisines to bring them over to the United States. I'm totally in favor of that being tax dollars for that. Sadly for him, the machine didn't fucking work. So Jefferson later imported both macaroni and Parmesan cheese, TJ, for use in Monticello. And in 1802, Jefferson served a pie called macaroni at a state dinner. That really elevated, dude. A state
stuck
dinner.
A feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
The menu of the dinner was reported by Reverend Manasiah Cutler, who apparently was not fond of the cheesy macaroni casserole.
What a fucking pussy ass little bitch.
One of the documented people that actually we know this historically was like, and it sucked. It was no good. Fucking like mac and cheese, man.
Some fucking 1700s fucking loser bitch.
There are sites that do say that Jefferson invented it or brought it to the United States. He wasn't the first person to bring it to the United States, but he's credited with popularizing it in the U.S.
Gotcha. People are like, I want to eat like Jefferson ate.
I read about this one. In 2013, a Brazilian football referee stabbed a player to death, which resulted in the crowd storming the pitch, stoning him to death, beheading him, and quartering him before finally sticking his head on a stake.
Damn, those football fans got a little out of hand, huh?
Dude, that's like, those motherfuckers know how to deal with a bad referee. In the United States, we're just like, it's bullshit. If a ref made a really bad call, fans stormed the field, beat them, that person to death, then beheaded them, those refs would think twice for a call and fucking make some of those egregious damn calls.
Next time you fucking think twice before you fucking call fucking whatever the hell.
Yeah, like, oh, penalty, you know, offsides. Oh, they get another fucking fresh.
Your fucking head is offsides, bitch.
Yeah, then that motherfucker knows he's facing that. Because, like, look, there'll be a fair replay. We'll have a kangaroo court. It will show a replay on a bunch of giant screens. Whatever side makes more noise determines if the referee lives or dies. I think it's a small price to pay to have some freedom in our football games and know they're free of corruption. If you know you might face an angry fucking mob, you know what's going to happen? People are going to get pissed. They're going to storm the field. They're going to take the referees.
I think soccer fans are so violent because the sport they like sucks so bad. And I think on some level they know that. You know, like subconsciously they're like, yeah, I mean, football is pretty much retarded, but I mean, they call it football. Obviously, it's not fucking football. Yeah, football is pretty much retarded, but yeah, at least we get to every once in a while fucking storm the field and behead somebody, you know? At least that happens sometimes.
How about some invasive species, TJ? Japan has become infested with North American raccoons after an anime based on the book Rascal aired in 1977 and caused thousands of raccoons to be imported as pets, only to be released into the wild.
Yeah, raccoons are not great pets unless you're very, very, very good with animals and have like, I mean, because like you're basically getting, think about your cat and then give it like the ability to grab shit. Like imagine if Corn Pop had like the ability to grab things.
Oh, you know,
and like open doors and shit. Like you don't want that. You don't want that in your life. You don't want a fucking pet that can get into the fridge. You don't want a pet that can fucking like get into everything, basically. It's going to be perpetually curious. It's a wild animal that does not belong in your household unless you are willing to make some serious adjustments and sacrifices for that unless animal.
People are not going to be able to do that. So, of course, like a bunch of people are just like, you know what? This raccoon will be happy living in the wild.
Haha, TJ, mid-take, all sports is dumb to obsess over. Yeah, but if you're going to obsess over like something like hockey or something, like at least hockey is kind of fun to watch. If you're going to obsess with like American football, I mean, yeah, there's like way too many breaks and commercials and shit, but at least every now and then someone gets fucking beat the fuck out of. You know, they take a fucking massive hit and you're like, damn, oh shit. Or like even in NASCAR, there's like crashes.
All those things are lame, just like in different ways. I mean, I don't think it's obvious that they're at least as stupid. Because I mean, obviously they have their own set of fandoms and weird rules and intricacies and language and shit. But I would say just that, like, these, by the very nature of the sports being more violent, they're cooler. Like, so like, oh, it's like soccer cool kids and shit. They're definitely violent. When it comes to the actual sport, it's not too violent.
Hockey is not fun to watch. Trust, believe I have endured. I've been to some hockey games. It's fun.
We've actually went to some Blue Jackets.
I don't know about, I would pretty much never watch any sport on TV unless, like, someone else is doing it and I'm just there for social reasons. But, like, when it comes to watching a sport live, like, I'll watch hockey live. I've watched baseball live. I watch football live. It's always pretty fun. You know, it's more about being in that atmosphere of that arena and stuff though, than it is actually watching the sporting event, which is why I don't really give a shit about watching it on TV. But I could never imagine myself even enjoying the atmosphere of a soccer game, unless I'm just like, man, I'm hoping something happens that'll give us justification to overturn some cars in the parking lot afterwards.
I think that a live sporting event is just more fascinating to you because it's a more stimulating environment. There's a bunch of people there. There's like different crowd. Cause you know, when you're a part, we become a crowd, like it's like crowd psychology. It's like, you got to cheer at this time. You got to boo at this time. You got to do this. Like, it's just so much more involved that watching sports in person, it's just way more fun. That's why I think someone like TJ can get into that. Cause like you can get into that fucking crowd mentality. Like especially if you're like the team you're supporting.
And just like it's nice to be in the atmosphere and the roar of the crowd and the fucking food. And
also, social boundaries kind of blur a little bit. Like people like, yeah, you know, like you'll high five so many fucking people if you go to a fucking Saints game, for example, like people you never normally would probably want anything to fucking do with. Just you're all having this experience, especially if your team is doing well. Like the Saints game that me and TJ and Taylor and Chelsea went to, the Saints did phenomenally well. Like they had like 8 touchdowns or some shit. So it was like, yes.
UFC straight to the fighting, skip the, yeah. I mean, I used to watch, I watched the first few UFCs when I was a kid. Like we used to have like,
we did, yeah,
a broken pay-per-view thing or whatever, like, you know, like jailbreaked or whatever the fuck it is. Whatever you called that when you just like could watch whatever. It was all descrambled. We used to watch all the early UFCs. I watched the first UFC, I think like live the night it happened. Or if it wasn't the first, it was like the second or third. I watched them very early on, but
they all fought in like Alabama and Mississippi and shit.
And those early UFCs, I don't know how many people remember this these days, but they used to be like tournaments. Like people used to have to fight multiple times.
Oh, I know. Dude, that was fucking crazy. Like,
there was like a tournament bracket with like 8 brackets and, you know, the fighters would advance. And yeah, they don't do that shit anymore. Obviously now there's like a fight card.
Oh, dude, it was like, oh man, remember that they would have like, part of the appeal was like all these different fighting disciplines are going to go head to head.
Yeah.
So you'd have like, hey, a grappler's going to face like a striker or something, some shit like that. It's like, okay, shit. So is he going to knock him out or is he going to get him in a hold? Oh my God. No, that shit was cool.
Baseball is the ultimate not fun to watch on TV sport, but pretty fun to actually be in the stands for sport.
Well, when you actually learn that the reason people go to baseball games is just to eat a bunch of fucking hot dogs and
get drunk. Beer.
Yeah, and to get fucking drunk. That's not.
It's take me out to the ball game. I'm going to drink me some beer. All right. Anyway, more facts because the show is already reaching its
Shit. I guess it is. Okay. In 1996, a 21-year-old man burst into a New Zealand radio station, took the manager hostage, and demanded that Kermit the Frog's rendition of Rainbow Connection be played.
I like that guy. That guy's cool. Because Rainbow Connection, that's a contender for best song of all time, in my opinion.
So I guess anyone's wondering, the police burst in and stopped the song from being played.
Oh my God. Fuck the police, dude.
Yeah, he was stopped. Let's see. The other ones are kind of, I think we have to get into it more. So I guess it's an hour anyways.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Fucking TJ fucked this up, man.
I'm sorry. I fucked it up. I made too much small. You're the one that fucking played Brett Keane, though. So, I mean, really, it's a lot of it's your fault.
I mean, I think that was a golden segment. I have no apologies for that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hold on one second, because I have something to say
before you go. It was fucking gold. TJ, it was comedy fucking gold.
I don't know what you're talking about, Scotty, but I have some things I want to say to you, bitch.
All right, go ahead and say them. We're going to end the show. I'll give you the final fucking word, TJ.
Yeah, you know, it's all good. Let me ask you a question. If I take this off the screen, if I'm like this, can you still hear my screen noises?
No. I hear.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
All right, Scotty. It's a beautiful song, Scotty.
It is.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Answer that for me, Scotty.
I can tell you what it is because everyone knows. The other side of the rainbow is a pot of gold.
No, Scotty, that's not why. You know what it really is? It's because rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. Do you know that, Scotty?
Well, if they have nothing to hide, why can we only see them at certain times under certain conditions? It's like they kind of hide like quite a bit.
Anyway, you guys can fuck off. We're done. We're doing this for a million hours. The end. Bye.
Bye.